Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors.
Oh, man.
And Alec was so disgusted by the result last night right here on 105.3 The Fan. He said, I would rather go to the dentist office than be on this show, which is a little hurtful. But in his stead, we have Kevin Walker. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. My question for you to start this off, are you positive about the tie, negative about the tie, or neutral, as the tie would lead one to believe?
I think I'm neutral because there's a lot of things that are negative about this game. Like, just a lot of things that
just didn't, like the defense.
The defense was a negative just in general. The offense was an absolute Nick Harris posted that the Cowboys offense is number one and the Cowboys defense is number 32, like in certain rankings.
Wow.
You are the best and the worst, essentially. Like, man, it's a struggle. And that was last night. Last night's game was you are the best and also the worst at the exact same time. And there, I wanted to walk in today and say, I saw moments that led me to believe that this defense is going to be okay. Because there were some things that I was like, oh, that's the first time we've done that. And it didn't feel like they just gave up 70, 80-yard bombs the whole game. It was just like 15-plus yard bombs, you know?
Sure.
Like, that's what it was.
Some of the game.
Yeah. So I wanted to come away from that with that kind of feeling. But then the outcome is you still couldn't get a stop when you needed to. So that's the biggest thing is Broadus has been saying this a lot about the Micah trade. You don't have a closer. You don't have a guy that can close out a game for you.
Right.
And last night, when you had many, many opportunities to get the stop that you needed because you knew your offense could do their job, you weren't able to get the stop you needed. And that's an unfortunate thing for the team. So that's the negative side of it. But the positive side is your offense was really good and got points most of every time you needed it last night. They stepped up. And Wanya Thomas needs more playing time.
Yes. Obviously, I agree with that. Wanya Thomas and James Houston need more playing time. All right. I'm going to go to if we have the blocked extra point and returned for two, that would be fantastic. All right. So I'm a positive, and here's why. And that's why I just kind of wanted to gauge people's reactions because I can understand how a lot of people would be negative. I'm positive because leading into this play, so it's 13-0. It looks like you are going to get your ass kicked in this game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that ends up looking like 34-6 or whatever the case is, but it looks like you're going to get wiped out after you got wiped out in your last game and you needed a miracle field goal to beat a not very good team, although maybe they changed that narrative, the Giants, yesterday. But I just saw the next, like, 3 months, and I was like, God, it's going to be great for the draft, but it's going to be miserable for watching football. And so leading up to this play, I thought it was going to be the worst day. And then you did get a little spark.
McManus for the extra point.
Blocked.
Beck's blocked. And they can return this for 2 points. And here comes Bell, and he's going to do it all the way down the right sideline. That's a 2-point return for the Cowboys safety, Marquise Bell. It was blocked by Wanya Thomas.
And so that's the reason why I'm positive, is I thought that you were just going to get annihilated in this game. Because I just want to point out one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you there.
Okay. Because people keep talking about the Cowboys' offense. And I'm here for that eventually. But, like, let's not lose sight. In the first quarter, that offense looked terrible. Their first three drives, they ran a total of 11 plays for 25 yards. So let's not pretend like this was a shootout the entire way. It looked like it was going to be a one-way shootout. And that's why I go back to it. I'm good with the tie because I thought you were going to get smashed as this game went along.
Yeah, you're good with it because you do this frequently. And I don't know how many Tolos out there are like, no, I said what I said 2 weeks ago and I'm stuck with it and I'm staying there. I'm never going to change my mind.
Just,
but you say you're every week your expectations change.
Yes.
Where
yes.
You're like, new information has been had. I will now base my deduction off the information that is new. And now that doesn't mean that you take away everything that you knew before.
Not
it's
at
just,
all.
Okay, this showed me something different that I had not seen. And this season, Kevin, there have been a lot of things that we haven't seen from this team that I think we saw last night. So I think that's where you're positive is because your expectation was so bad about what this game was going to turn out to be. You thought Mike is going to have 7 sacks. We're going to get embarrassed on the stage in front of everybody. Jerry might just leave the stadium before the game's even over at halftime. It's like you thought all the bad things, and it turned out to be not so bad.
Yeah, and by the way,
my expectation changed in the fourth quarter when I thought we had a chance to win it.
See, and that's a little tricky, and we can go back to make those comparisons to the Philly game because I totally understand that. By the way, apparently, I am not alone in thinking that we were going to get murder, death, killed in that
right there
game last night from the 2-1-4. Oh, damn, I missed that part. That is cool, though. And from the 2-1-0, I literally turned the game off when they scored the second touchdown. I missed the block and everything afterwards because I thought it was going to be an annihilation. And from the 3-2-1, ties are when you have two teams that aren't good enough to win. I'll tell you what, though, I don't think that's a bad thing. And maybe we save this conversation for another time. But the idea that Green Bay might not be that great is a huge positive for the Cowboys. And I know they started off like world beaters in the first 2 weeks. But take a look at that last 2 weeks where Green Bay is 0-1-1 in games against Cleveland and Dallas. That might not bode well for the rest of their season. And the worse they do, the better off your draft picks are going to be as you try to build something. Because I don't think anybody is under the illusion right now that this Cowboys team is like ready to do anything of note.
But there's still plenty of season left.
That is true.
I agree.
I will concede that.
Listen, there's a couple things. One, Jerry's continued pitch of the Herschel Walker trade and this trade being similar. I get what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
It is starting to get to a point where I'm like, okay, dude, like, but understand, you're selling hope again.
Yeah.
Whenever that happened, we were like, what are you doing? And then hope happened afterwards. You're selling us hope before you even get any players or any thought on what you're going to do with those picks and all that. So that is where I'm like, okay, stop that. But also, Kevin, this dude will not stop taking jabs at Micah Parsons. He, before the game last night, he had already told us on Friday, whenever he hopped on with us, he was like, guys, we had Micah for 4 years, no damn Super Bowl. And then 3 different times on Sunday on this station, on NBC, he probably tweeted it out. He was just like, hey, don't forget, we didn't win a Super Bowl with Micah, everybody. So don't forget, if y'all are going to boo me, don't forget he didn't do anything either. And then after the game, he's like, and that's why I kept Dak Prescott and not Micah Parsons, because Micah can't do what Dak just did out there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this dude just stays taking shots at this guy.
Right. No, it is a fascinating strategy.
Micah didn't do anything.
Yeah, you know what?
He didn't have as much. Okay, he didn't have as much of an impact on the game as I thought, but he did have an impact on the game because Schottenheimer had to come up with a plan to keep him out of the game.
Okay.
And Schottenheimer did a really good job of scheming and coming up with the plan against this defense.
All right. That is a great point. I think, at least at the very end, a little debatable because you're right. Mike Parsons did not have the impact that I thought he would. But do you think if you're Micah Parsons or if you're the Packers, they're like, except at the very end when he needed to make the biggest impact, and he did. Like, whether or not you
You're
think,
dead on.
If you think Dak was going to score on that play, like, you go back and look at it. It looks like there was going to be a hit with Dak and the defender at about the 1.5-2 yard line. I personally could see a way that Dak breaks out a little bit further to the left before the corner can cut back in to cut him off. And I absolutely think Dak could have scored on that play. If you disagree, that's fine. I think reasonable people can disagree on that. But what you can't disagree on is Micah Parsons getting the tackle sack was able to stop that possibility from happening. So you're right. For most of the day,
did you call that a tackle sack?
Tackle sack. And that's what I'm going to stick with. Yeah, exact. Or a sackle. I don't know if that will catch on.
It's spelled T-S-A-C-K. The S is silent, though.
Okay, I kind of like that. But that had the potential of breaking up a play that could have scored a touchdown and could have changed the trajectory of the rest of the game. So you're right. Most of the day, I mean, he was solid and he was getting some pressure, but I was worried that this was going to be like a disaster. And then at the very end, he made a key play.
There were times on third down, definite passing situations that he got in there and made something happen where Dak was like, oh, crap. There were definite moments when that happened. Other than that, they did a pretty good job. I really thought Schottenheimer offensively, because this is his baby. Right? Like, this offensive game is, he's the play caller. He's calling it for himself now. He had to be good last night, because what we saw against Chicago 2 weeks ago, you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
I know CeeDee Lamb got hurt, but you can't come up with anything else in between here. And then last night, the plan I thought was very good. He looked like he was in his bag in play calling. And Kevin, add into it, does look like he and Dak are not just on the same page, but think alike. When it comes to what they want to accomplish offensively, man, that the call whenever he pointed his fingers one direction, gave Javonte Williams the run, and he did some really good audibling last night. I thought there were a lot of positives to take away from this game. Unfortunately, you don't have an outcome that gives you a finality result that makes you feel good.
You brought up another thing that I think is very, very interesting and very fair. As the game goes along, it's totally fine to change your expectations. Like you talked about it, I feel this is my world philosophy. I think you should be able to change your opinion when new information is presented to you, and you don't have to just stay stuck with one thing no matter what. But as the game went along, it became clear that not only were you in this game, that you could win this game. The shocking turn of events to end the first half, and we can get to that in the next segment, that just changed my entire perception. But most of the second half, you were right in this game. I know I believe there was 5 lead changes, and you were right in this game. And I understand that people who feel negative today because they think either you should have won the game in regulation, or you go back, and I will always think that you should have won a game where you force the team to a fourth and the game's over if you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like any team that I follow in football, there will never, ever be a game in which my defense is facing a fourth down, and if you can make one stop, you win the game. I will never not be disappointed if you don't win that game. Now, I know you didn't lose it, but you didn't win it. And so I understand people's expectations might have changed throughout the game. And to your point about Philly, it was the same thing. I was frustrated when that game was over because I was like, man, you should have won that game. And I understand all frustration from yesterday of, man, you should have won that game.
I'm going to go ahead and take it. Somebody did ask, are y'all going to change it to Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, Cowboys tie because?
You know what? That is a great question that I had not considered. But you know what? This Friday, book it.
I'm gonna take out from this game, and I'm going to need to see more consistency from it. But I think George Pickens might be a stud. For some other team down the road, probably. But he, like for last night's game, you needed him to do some special things, and Dak trusted him.
Right.
More than anything, I think that Dak needed to trust him because, hey, I guess what? I'm going to put the ball up in the air. Well, guess what? I'm going to go take it out of the sky for you, Dak.
Right.
All right. Then you know what? I'll trust you the next time and the next time. But you make those drops, he's not going to trust you. But I come away from this game going, man, They did something good with George Pickens last night, too. What, and was that score gone?
Yes, it was from the 469. Look, let's just talk about it real quick right now. NFL Scorigami, quit being cowards and post it. Maybe you've posted it in the last 30 minutes, but you didn't post it last night. You didn't post it this morning. What, did those people go to sleep? I love the Scoregami account, but they quit standing
Maybe they
on
don't
their
know.
Business.
Maybe they don't know. Maybe because it's not a win.
Well, I know.
Loss.
If I know, you should know. Because contrary to popular belief, we did not invent Scoregami. Did we bring
that.
It far greater public perception than
Absolutely.
It ever had?
Yes,
but we did not invent it. That's a Scoregami, so I guess there's that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I see people continue to send in this text. What to do about the defense? Believe it or not, I saw a couple of bright spots, but I'm with you. I also saw
we'll
that
just
game.
Fix it.
Yeah, Rich. Next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for the tie of 34 yards on the right hash. The kick's away from 34. It's good, and the game ends in a tie.
Yeah.
They tie at 40.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, to answer important Cowboys and social media questions of the day, we've brought in Sean Sharif because he demanded more airtime.
Ha!
Sean, most importantly, after the tie, you said you were not satisfied. Were you able to get satisfaction before you came into work today?
No, my wife was asleep.
Oh my God.
So that's the only place that I would attain that.
That's good. You're a good husband.
Answer's
good
no.
Job. Good job.
Well, if I was really going to be like RJ in halftime.
Oh, interesting.
Rain delay. He took advantage of that rain delay. earlier in the season, and I'm not exaggerating.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that was smart on his part.
Is that information you wanted to know?
I knew that already because I did hear that on the show. My wife went to bed 12 seconds before the game was over, and then she was like, why didn't you come to bed last night?
Yeah, she
was
knew like, all 12 seconds about? Is all it took.
Oh, my God.
Look, hey.
No, unfulfilled.
I'm in for a race.
Yeah. Unfulfilled.
Yeah.
But I'm blaming the NFL. Bobby's mad at Brian Schottenheimer, who's personally hurt this morning, like
because that was his guy.
Yeah.
Do you think he can win that trust back?
Yeah, I'm sure. If you know, he keeps complimenting him while insulting me.
You have to admit that was pretty funny on Friday, though.
Yeah, it was funny, but you know, it's kind of getting not funny.
Oh,
it's happened twice, and you know, like three times. He's kind of keeps going there, and you know, I'm kind of rooting against him. He's going to become my McCarthy.
Whoa.
To Bobby if Brian Schottenheimer keeps it up.
Do you think that Shoddy let down Dak last night?
Great question. I think yes. Obviously, if you ask Dak, I was looking on the 55 cuts that we had on the audio sheet, and I was like, where are all the questions to Jerry and Shoddy about not going for it on fourth down? I know if there was a question on there to Dak, he would have said, yes, absolutely.
I wanna go for it, yeah.
We need to go ahead and go for it. So, yeah, I bet Dak is a little bit disappointed. I understand why Schottenheimer did it, and I feel like it was like 60-40 today, maybe even a little bit more than 60% that were okay with taking the points.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm in a weird place where that third down play looked so ridiculous, and Dak just said, F it, and chucked it up into the stands.
Yeah.
I was starting to think they were exhausted.
Broken drive.
They were done, and Dak was done because he had to run right before that and had the sack in his body. I thought Shottie just kind of went, let's get the points and get off the field, guys. Y'all don't have it left anyway. I don't know, though. I wasn't on the field. So
how much time was left when the Cowboys kicked the field goal? Is there any way he was thinking
4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, so that's...
That's too much.
But you're not... No, but I'm trying to think... Was Schottenheimer trying to think of the of having a possession after Green Bay's, or is that... That's not enough time?
No, that is enough time, especially when...
Like, you know, Green Bay, it's only going to take them a Corey Majors 12 seconds to score.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then we'll get... You know what
so
I mean?
It is enough time, but, like, NFL teams are so good at manipulating the time to bend to their whim. Like, you know, Green Bay scored fast because they needed to score fast at the end of the regulation. And he had to have known that they would be able to bleed the clock out.
Man, 43 seconds, yeah.
I just feel like you take some points to give you the possible win versus not getting it and having the automatic loss. To me, it's an automatic loss if you come away with nothing.
I agree. So,
especially if your defense... Can't stop anybody.
Well, we know,
like,
yeah,
they were Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it would have helped if, like, they had one stop in the second half to justify putting them out there. But we all knew they were screwed. Yeah. Everyone tweeted me going, have you ever felt more terrified? It's so sad how terrified we are with 43 seconds left. Everyone, we all know. It's inevitable.
Yeah, look, I hear that. By the way, we did get confirmation that Malik Nabers does have a torn ACL out for the rest of the year. I know that was looking the way it went yesterday. I don't disagree with your thought at all that you don't get the field goal or you go for it and you don't score. You're going to lose the game. I agree with that. Is this not a team? I guess this is my perception. This team is not good enough to play like that. I think that they're kind of the inferior team theory. Like, you want to play one game instead of best of three. You want to go for two instead of forcing overtime, going back to regulation.
Steal things.
Yeah, exactly. So,
smoke and mirrors.
So for me, I'm like, hey, that last play was a bust. We're going for it. So either we get it and we got a real shot to win this thing, or we don't, and let's pray for the best for a defense that hadn't made a stop in the second half. I guess that's my perception of this team, is they weren't good enough to kick a field goal there.
I don't disagree. I wonder what happened, because I was getting ready to do star up, star down at halftime, and I was getting ready to say Eberflus adjustment, star up, because after that 13-0 lead, it's like, oh, there's some pressure, and Collinsworth is talking about blitzing, and Justin Houston in front four, and that totally gets wiped out in the whole second half.
Yeah, there was a play where Collinsworth, they were on the goal line, Cowboys defense, and he's like, they have stood up! And he's getting all excited, and then Jacobs runs in for a touchdown. You're like, okay, well, maybe they stood up for that last play. That was
And I think that the play that you just said, I think that's what disappointed me the most, is one of your calling cards has been the rushing defense when you really needed it. And when you really needed it, they were able to take advantage of it after, like you said, Josh Jacobs had been mostly shut down.
The other thing that Bobby is not taking into account is Schottenheimer and the organization's view, as that's why I asked you for your math wizardry and crosstalk. Mm. A tie is better than a loss. Well, from a fan perspective, we're half team. I'm like half team tank, but half, all right, let me hold out some hope until I have to be team tank.
I get it.
So I'd rather the loss than the tie myself right now today.
Because then you could push more into the team tank category.
Exactly. Push me in a direction.
I that's fair.
Push me in a place.
But at the same point, like,
don't put your hands on me, Corey.
I agree with all of that. But don't you think the Cowboys are kind of doing what the Rangers tried to do? Is like, hey, let's shorten the season and still have a chance. Like, let's shorten the season as much as we can and still have a chance. And that's what they did with the tie. This is one of the things I just
And I don't blame
up.
Them for that, absolutely.
That's why Jerry keeps talking about the Herschel Walker trade. Don't forget that
we can use these picks now.
They're not going to do that. I would be stunned if that happened. But I will say this. I don't know how much this conversation came up on your show, and it's probably a talk for another day. But if you look at those picks for Green Bay, Green Bay is 0-1-1 in their last two games against the combination of Cleveland and Dallas, to which I don't think anyone thinks either one of those teams is really, really good. So I wonder if this is going to be something that sends Green Bay.
They're in a tough division, too.
Not to a bad season, but like, if they finish the year 8-8-1, like, let's all throw a party, because now maybe that return looks a little bit better.
You want to hear my ridiculous thought?
Yes.
The tie was part of the Micah Parsons trade. we'll give you Micah.
Is this a Cooper
flag?
When y'all play us on
week four, we have to tie.
Future schedule real quick for Green Bay while we're trying to sink them.
Because we all want them to be terrible.
Of course. Cincinnati at Lambeau.
Win.
That's a win for Green Bay. Packers at Cardinals.
Ooh,
Packers at Steelers. Okay. Panthers at Packers. So three of their next four look pretty easy.
It's the end of the season that really picks up for them, except for the Ravens, who have given up more points than the Cowboys.
Okay, I'm with you on that. But would you not have said you could have factored in these last two games, and those are pretty easy games? They were favored in both of those road games. They were favored by a touchdown in this game. And that's the other reason I'm more positive than neutral or negative today, is I thought you were going to get your doors blown off in this game. I really did.
Yeah, I lost a lot of money thinking that.
Look, the fact that Underdog has expanded it now out to making team picks is a great thing for all of us. No, well, maybe not this team pick.
Yeah.
All right, I could see how
they wouldn't let me pick the points. That, it was only the...
I don't understand why that wasn't on yours, but that was really
weird.
Isn't it
frightening, though, how good Vegas is? A lot of times we'll do odds on the show and this and that, and I'm like... Odds talk numbers, but they really are the experts in spreads. Yeah. Yeah. In terms of the spreads, I was getting every text message, oh, you should have bet 3,000, not 300. They're going to lose by 50. They're going to get destroyed. It was 13-0. We all thought it was over.
100%.
Done. So I'm just not feeling great this morning because I know the reality of the defense for the whole year now. At least after the Eagle game, I had a little bit more optimism because of the unknown. All right, was it the first half or the second half? Well, now we know the defense sucks.
Yes.
And the defense is not getting fixed. And the likelihood of Dak playing like that and them dropping 40 every week is low. So the only thing I know about the year is it's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be a wild ride into probably no playoffs.
I'm relatively pleased with Reddy Stewart. I think Diggs looked a little bit better last night.
I thought Trayvon Diggs did just fine yesterday.
I think when Bland gets his feet under himself a little more, he's going to be better, and the secondary can be better. I think the linebacker play right now is atrocious.
Yeah.
And I honestly, the front four, I'm relatively pleased with. So now, that doesn't say that the Bears game wasn't miserable. That was. The Giants game was miserable, too. I think they can get better, but I don't know how they're going to get better at the linebacker position before the season.
Overshown.
Fingers crossed.
All right, so at the end of November, maybe we'll hold out for that. Leofau, if he could.
He's got to keep his head.
Yeah.
Man, and he made me look stupid.
Yeah.
Stupider. My gosh. I had my hand up as part of the fan club. Get him on the field.
He's fun.
Me too. Get me the too. Other out of there.
That was a bad. That was a dumb play.
Shampoo endorser. But not just the dumb play. He had a total whiff.
Missed tackles.
Right before.
Yeah. So this team isn't a good tackling team right now.
Yeah, you know, when you have your guy, get him out there. What are you doing? And then you're like, never mind.
That's how I felt about Wanya Thomas when he made the block and then he needed to get out there. I was feeling really gung-ho. Then maybe there was one play that I was like, hey, it's not going to be perfect. All right? It's not. And this is where I wonder if, because going into the game, a lot of people were like, oh, the Cowboys could be 0-3. And I was like, I hear you, but they could be 2-1. Like, they absolutely... Brandon Aubrey is always there to save the day like he did against the Giants, but they could have won that Eagles game. I'm sure they walk out of this game thinking they could have won. And I think that's the problem when you talk about the split nature of going for it versus team tank. I guarantee you, especially the Jones family is like, hey, we're 1-2-1, but we could be 3-1. And that's a problem if you want them to kind of lean into, hey, let's get a top five pick.
What do you think the Jets spread is for next week? Have you seen it?
I have not. I would say Cowboys are on the road. Cowboys by 1.5.
What do you think, Corey?
Jets by 2.
Cowboys by 1.5. Mm. So favored right now. Let's scout them tonight, Monday Night Football.
I mean, but like, how much is that spread really going to move against considering who they're playing?
I'm calling this the Culture Bowl.
Oh, I like it.
A lot of people are going to mock. You know, I fall for the culture stuff all the time. Choppy's dead inside, so he's not really, you know, he kind of rolls the eyes. A lot of the media in town mocked all of us loving the shoddy press conferences, and of course, we have them every single Friday, but this is Brian Schottenheimer versus Mr. Aaron Glenn. Was all culture.
Yeah.
Total culture. This is the Culture Bowl.
Okay. Who's your pick in the Culture Bowl?
I'm not going to give away.
Oh, man, it's Monday. We just played a game. God. Let's focus on that game first.
24-hour rule, dude.
Yeah, we'll get to Monday.
Gosh,
Monday.
Kevin.
Next Monday.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Is it still the 24-hour rule?
Kevin,
after
I like
a
to
tie?
Kevin, I like to wallow. I'm a wallower.
You brought up the spread.
You know what? I got to go.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Sharif. Now that's an ender.
That was good.
That was Corey Major's gotcha point right there. And it really did work out super well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we can talk more about the Cowboys, of course. But what I also want to know, what was your most surprising or interesting result across the rest of the NFL yesterday? That and more Cowboys next on The Fan.
It's the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and this segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world, they've got more new Chevys than anyone, and they're all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations, 2023 and 2024.
And they're at the 28, and they need a touchdown. Snap to Prescott, back and standing, and fires it left, and it's caught. Pickens circles away. 10, 5, Pickens, pylon, Pickens. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk some more about the Cowboys, but also, what was the most surprising or interesting result of the NFL weekend? And then also, our apologies to all the people having problems with the app right now. We have alerted the proper people to get that fixed up. So sorry for the inconvenience this morning.
So here's some options for you.
Tell me.
YouTube.
Fact. Twitch.
Terrestrial radio.
Mm.
Maybe you call a friend and just have them play it for you and you listen on your phone that way. But I would say go to YouTube first.
Okay.
My first option.
And, you know, everybody else's YouTube that you know and every other terrestrial.
Yeah, tell
radio.
Everybody to pull up Make YouTube right now and put it on 105.3 The Fan's YouTube.
All right.
Or else.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh. All right, let's start with cut number four if we can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think this might have been the most interesting result of the weekend because we talked going into it, Colts-Rams, learn if the Colts were for real, and you kind of walk away. It wasn't a tie, but kind of a split decision in terms of they lost, but I feel like they should have won, if not maybe in particular for this one player.
Jones down the sideline, one-on-one. Oh, what a catch! Mitchell down the sideline, turning on the speed, and a little stiff arm ushering into the end zone for a Colts touchdown. But did he lose the ball going out of the end zone before he crossed the goal line?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did, and one of the dumbest rules in sports reigns from that. Also, he was responsible for a holding penalty that wiped out a touchdown. So, the Colts lose, but should they have won?
Are you going to blame it only on him, though? Daniel Jones did throw two interceptions.
No, that is true. And then they gave up, what was it, an 88-yard touchdown as well? Mm-hmm. So,
that Tutu Atwell, 88-yard. He had one catch.
Yeah.
One target, one catch, 88 yards, and a touchdown.
That's called maximizing your minutes.
Yeah, it is. And Matthew Stafford looked, like, brilliant. I don't know if Matthew Stafford will ever get the respect that he probably deserves in his career. Like he was good in Detroit. It's just he was in Detroit and they weren't ready yet.
Yeah.
And then now he looks like he's still a master of the position. He can still throw the ball like crazy too from lots of different arm angles. and he sees the game so well. So that was a really good job. Daniel Jones, Kevin, yesterday, there were a couple times I was like, what a hell of a throw. Like, what an amazing throw. There were throws yesterday that I never saw in New York. Deep ball throws that I was like, he used to put one up and it would just float. And then at the end of the game, when he threw that interception, it was a very Daniel Jones throw that I was expected.
Sure.
Or used to. But man, that was an interesting game between those two yesterday. I got to give the Colts a lot of credit. Their defense is pretty good too.
And you know, they walk out of that game, for me, I'm sure they do not believe in any moral victory out of this, or certainly not a moral tie, but they have to walk. I feel good about the Colts going forward. Now, does that mean that they're going to get like a top two seed in the AFC? I don't know about that, but this might be the first time that I've like really taken them seriously. But by the way, if you wanted to hear what maximizing your minutes sounds like, go ahead and give me cut number 5. And this is Tutu Atwell just destroying the defense.
Drives in his career. Trying to start one here, and he's got Atwell all alone! 2-2 Atwell! And it's 2-2 goodbye!
How long do you think he was preparing that call?
I think that it just popped into his head and he said whatever he thought.
Okay.
Not like, because you don't do something that bad. You know, like intentionally.
The hell you say? That's your opinion.
Kevin, by the way, Jordan Schultz just tweeted this out and regarding Malik Nabers torn ACL.
Yep.
Both Odell Beckham and Malik Nabers suffered season-ending injuries at MetLife Stadium to the Chargers.
Oh.
Both of them.
And this is where we're having our World Cup final?
Yeah, exactly. Needs to be at AT&T.
Still time to make that happen. Yeah. Hey, maybe we'll get the women's final in 2031. Go ahead and mark that. All right. Now, you mentioned it, the cost of getting a clutch victory. So it feels like every single week there is a result in the NFL that defies all logic and reason. Last week, it was Cleveland defeating Green Bay. By the way, Cleveland got back to Clevelanding. Sorry, Derek. And they got annihilated by the Lions.
I think that Detroit got back to Detroiting.
Okay.
I'm like that. I understand that. What you're saying there. Cleveland is going to just be a 10-point team for the rest of the year. But Detroit is, they're in a mindset right now of, we're not letting that Green Bay game bring our season down.
Now, the Giants beat the Chargers, which is shocking for many reasons, but Malik Nabers, he does have a torn ACL. He's out for the rest of the year. Also for the Chargers, if you want to add injury to insult, I guess if we're going to switch that up, Joe Alt was carted off with an ankle injury,
They
have their own set of problems on the offensive line. So,
which is going to happen.
Sure.
This league, that is sure. What this league is, right?
No, that is true. Look, you can look at the Vikings right now and several other teams who could see that their season might get taken down by injuries on the offensive line.
Jackson Dart was not amazing by any means. He was good enough to get the win.
He had a run that was amazing.
Yes, he did. He was good enough to get the win. Justin Herbert was poor in this game, but I think the Giants did a really good job of forcing that. But this is the Giants getting a win with Jackson Dart re-energized.
Yes.
Like re-energizing them. I don't know if I love that.
Oh, okay. I agree that they did look re-energized, but then don't you wonder if this will kill all of the energy, the Malik Nabers injury coming out of it?
It can, but they did most of that. Most of that win was without him.
Yeah, mentally.
I see what you're saying there. Because they were probably starting to think, man, just imagining the things we can do. And now they can't do those. They got to turn to somebody else, and it's going to be Cam Scadaboo that they turn to.
Oh, look out, Bobby. Now, one of the bigger games of the day, even though neither team had the most captivating record in the world, was the Ravens and the Chiefs. Now, this game ended up not being particularly competitive whatsoever.
And you have to have some concerns coming away from it.
Now, that's a great point, because maybe that's the most interesting result of the weekend. Not necessarily just because the Chiefs had a dominant victory and they were able to essentially make sure that Derrick Henry didn't matter in the second half of the football game. But it also re-raises a question about the Ravens is, what are they going to do, especially if they get into the playoffs, if they fall into an early hole?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that team will love to run the ball, although I know Lamar Jackson can throw it just fine. but they love to run the ball. But when you see them fall into an early hole, they don't run their way out of it.
The only team that's given up more points than the Cowboys
is that right?
Baltimore, 133. The Cowboys have given up 132. So in your face, Baltimore.
Wow.
Kevin, I see where you're going with the Baltimore thing because that's where you want to focus there. I'm focusing on what Kansas City did offensively, but you're right. This Baltimore team, it mostly was just put it all on the arms and shoulders of Lamar Jackson and we'll figure it out from there, but we got to play good, stout defense. They're not doing that at all. And they've played some really good offenses to start. That is a reality. They have played some good offenses. Kansas City wasn't going into this game.
Sure.
They got back to what they were. Maybe it's because of Baltimore a little bit. But man, we talk so much about who's Patrick Mahomes' number one target. He doesn't have a number one target in this kind of game. This is where he's at his best. Let me throw at least four targets to six different receivers. That's when Patrick Mahomes is at his best. If those guys can execute their catches and Xavier Worthy's and Hollywood Brown's and Schuster's, all those guys getting a little extra too.
Hey, if you could save the use of the word execute until the noon segment, that would be really great.
Gotcha.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes passes Aaron Rodgers for the quickest to 250 touchdown passes. He did it in five fewer games than Aaron Rodgers. He had a season high. The Chiefs had a season high 380 yards offense, a dominant victory. But as you said, perhaps the biggest story coming out of all of this is the Lamar Jackson hamstring injury, especially since Harbaugh refused to say had the game been competitive if he would have been available. Because like that, I think a lot of people kind of thought he'd be like, oh yeah, probably. But he was like, I'm not going to talk about that.
He probably felt better being like, I had to turn to Cooper Rush. What was I supposed to do?
So there might be concern about the time you're going to miss. And don't you always wonder, how do you fix your hamstring? You rest it.
Dude, a guy that can run and has a powerful arm, Joe Milton, just saying, if they really want a kind of similar style dude.
For Joe Milton.
Only going to cost you two firsts. It's a quarterback, so it's a very high, important position.
Definitely nobody's giving you two firsts for that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.